Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 2nd, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, well, begin out of order under County Commissioners, item A, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Harvest of Hope for Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So if y'all would like to come up to the podium, Commissioner Weaver is going to read this proclamation.
Thank you for being here. It's my pleasure to read this. Proclamation by Jefferson County Commissioners Court, 13th Annual Harvest for Hope for Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas. Whereas each day of the year, Catholic Charities helps hundreds of people in Southeast Texas and makes a definite impact on the clients served by providing 7 programs to people in need, and that assistance is based solely on need and not religious affiliation, race, or any other factor during the last fiscal year. Catholic Charities served 4,100 unduplicated individuals, and whereas Catholic Charities serves the hunger throughout the hospitality center, serving an average of 120 people daily, and where 44,146 meals were served in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015, while comforting grieving children who have had the unfortunate experience of the death of a parent, brother, or sister through the Elijah's Place program, and whereas Catholic Charities helps the working poor, victims of domestic violence, the elderly, and the disabled through counseling service program, immigration legal assistance program, and provides financial education through the asset building case management program, and whereas Catholic Charities offers supportive case management and emergency financial assistance to those in distress due to personal tragedies as well as natural or man-made disasters through the disaster response program, and lends support and training resources to local church leaders and members attempting to organize local social justice ministries and community service throughout the parish social ministry program. Therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim Thursday, November 12, 2015 as Harvest of Hope for Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas Recognition Day, and we encourage our citizens to support the 13th Annual Harvest of Hope, which benefits and supports the programs and missions of Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas. Signed this day by Judge Brannick and all 4 commissioners.
Judge Brannick and Jefferson County Commissioners, good afternoon. My name is JoBeth Jenkins, and I am honored to serve with my sister Jerry Giglio Talbot as the event co-chairs of the 13th Annual Harvest of Hope event, which benefits the mission and work of Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas. Present with me today is Carol Fernandez, President and CEO of Catholic Charities, and Linda Domino, this year's Harvest of Hope Publicity Chair. On behalf of Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas and the Harvest of Hope Committee, thank you for this proclamation and for assisting us in promoting awareness about the mission work, and programs of Catholic Charities. All proceeds from the Harvest of Hope event will be used to sustain the 7 programs provided to clients of Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas. Dr. Mark J. Cabala, a nationally recognized neurosurgeon who has lived and worked in Beaumont for over 45 years, was selected to be the honoree of the 13th annual Harvest of Hope because he exemplifies the best qualities of a servant leader. The Harvest of Hope will also be in loving memory of Dr. Cabala's beloved wife of 55 years, Betty Fertitta Cabala. Once again, we appreciate your interest and your support of Catholic Charities of Southeast Texas, and thank you for the wonderful proclamation you presented to us today.
Giving word, that was an outstanding article put in the Sunday's paper. It was outstanding. Right. It's outstanding. Great.
All right. Item B, under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Alzheimer's Awareness Day. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there a representative here that's going to appear on behalf of the Alzheimer's Association? Oh, please come up. Commissioner Arnold is going to read that proclamation.
Whereas Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia and is currently a progressive and irreversible disease, and whereas over 5 million Americans of all ages are living with Alzheimer's today, and about 473,000 people develop the disease every year, and whereas of Americans age 65 and over, 1 in 8 has Alzheimer's, and 1 in 3 people aged 85 and older has the disease, and women in their 60s are about 2 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than they are to develop breast cancer. And whereas there are about 15 million caregivers in the United States providing daily comfort and care for people with Alzheimer's, and whereas there's approximately 140,000 people in Southeast Texas affected by Alzheimer's or related dementia. And whereas Alzheimer's Association is a leading resource for people living with the disease and their caregivers, providing care, consultation, referrals, and a broad range of comprehensive caregiving resources for information and education. Whereas the vision of Alzheimer's Association is a world without Alzheimer's, and awareness and research are our hope for achieving this vision. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim Tuesday, November the 17th, 2015, as Alzheimer's Awareness Day in the Jefferson County, and we encourage all citizens to support the Family Portrait Luncheon and the mission of the Alzheimer's Association Houston and Southeast Texas Chapter. Signed the second day of November, 2015, Honorable Judge Jeff Brannick and the 4 Commissioners.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Judge Brannick and Commissioners. I'm the Regional Outreach Coordinator for the Alzheimer's Association, and we greatly appreciate your support for this great cause. And we are inviting this year Joe Huey, who's an international gerontologist. She will be talking about the 10 absolutes for communication with persons with dementia. So we invite everyone in Southeast Texas to support our largest fundraiser for our 8 support groups that we have locally, our seminars that we provide for professionals and caregivers, our 24/7 helpline, and our wonderful resource, alztex.org website. We also want to thank you for this proclamation, and we also just appreciate your support year-round for our association. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Pleasure. All right. We'll go to items under purchasing. Item A is to reject all bids for a term contract for HVAC. Oh, pardon me. Go right ahead. Thank you.
Thank you.
For a term contract for HVAC maintenance, capital equipment, services, repair, supplies, and emergency disaster relief for Jefferson County facilities. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for an IFB for a term contract for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency services for Ford Park. Item C is to consider and approve award for a runway 1230 reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Alco in the amount of $3,260,325.90. And that project is funded by an FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant number 31. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with ConMed for an additional 1 year renewal from January 29, 2016 to January 28, 2017, with the annual base amount of $3,136,318. Item E is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for Gray Limestone, commonly referred to as 610 Bates for Jefferson County, with Martin Marietta Materials for an additional 1 year renewal from November 23rd, 2015 to November 22nd, 2016. Item F is to consider and approve correction to Amendment 1 to the RFP for lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout to transfer lease of property, item 63, from Joe McClendon to Philip and Lydia Hallmark. Item G is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file an amended lease agreement for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout from Joe McClendon and Philip and Lydia Hallmark. Item H is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file a night security system secure plan agreement for Jefferson County Waterway Surveillance Camera System in the amount of $92,700 for a 3 year plan beginning on November 1st, 2015. Item I is consider and approve disposition of salvaged properties authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
I have one, Judge, and I think every member of the court knows, and the Sheriff Department know. There was a very good white paper sent to the court in reviewing the contracts, but I have a burr, and that burr is, if I'm going to be fair, the same individuals that prepared that white paper need to look at the benefit of the taxpayers. We brought to them some years ago a group that could potentially save us money in the jail medical. I received no white paper from the Sheriff Department or anybody, and I'm concerned. So I'll just say with that, my vote on this item, D, is no. And everybody in the Sheriff Department know why. And every member on the courts know why.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Commissioner, I think you got a report from Cindy Green, the contract monitor, did you not? And what was your issue with that?
My issue is, I don't have a problem with that. I complimented it. The very first part of my statement was, I have no problem with the white paper that came to us. It explained very, very comprehensive to us. But the same people that sit at the table to probably put that white paper together was at the table when we brought to the Sheriff Department mm-hmm. an opportunity to save money for the citizens of our county, and I get no white paper or anything, or no recognition of that. And all of a sudden, it's okay to just run on that and spend that money, but not look at how we can save. My problem is fundamental.
We are always interested in how we can save. And you have raised this issue many times before. We have always addressed it in the way other counties are doing it. If you're advocating the creation of a taxing district, you need to come out and tell us that. Because we don't have a hospital district here, which is a taxing entity. That's the way all these counties are doing it that you have mentioned to us before. And if you want to create one, we're not in favor of creating another taxing entity, but right now this is the cheapest way that we can do the medical care is by an RFP. If I were you, I would be insulted that these people that came and told you could save you all this money, as soon as it got competitive, they came back and said they can save us some more. Well, it looks to me like having a competitive atmosphere with everybody bidding on this is the only way we can do it in the proper way.
Sheriff, I think you are off base with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about IHS. I'm not talking about a competitive bid. I'm talking about when we brought
to you. I don't like the implication.
I'm talking about IHS. When we brought to you and administration over there and brought to you the company, and they let you select individuals that receive services, and they brought back to us, and this is some time back, they brought back to us where we would bill $88,330.68. If we were to use their process, we would have paid $10,071.09. That's what I'm in reference to. I'm not in reference to the competitive bid. I'm in reference to something that would bring substance to the citizens of Jefferson County. And I stand by it because there are other counties in this state doing it. More like 35 or 40, something is wrong. I stand by my vote as no.
I cannot tell because as he says in his email,
right,
which was back in 2012, that he doesn't know how much we actually paid. That's the amount we were billed. So I'm assuming that we didn't really pay this $88,333, but yeah, we'd be more than happy to have IHS come in and talk with us. And
You know, it's minor, and we're kind of getting off point here. The agenda item is for this particular item. So there's a point of order here. I mean, we need to vote on this. I mean, we're talking about something totally different. As I understand it, that is a software issue, right?
Mr. Commissioner? All I did was express this disconcernment with the process, right, and the individuals. We can vote on, but I expressed that.
Well, I'm just trying to understand it because as this email here, what you're showing me, it appears to be it's a software component of the actual inmate health care. It's not necessarily a company per se. So anyway, that's my only observation. So it kind of has nothing to do with the agenda, but I understand your point.
All right, any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And note Commissioner Alford's nay. On that one agenda item. All righty. Under County Auditor, we have one item, regular county bills, check numbers 413708 through 413928. Do I have a motion on those items? I think it was moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under County Commissioners, item C is to receive and file a statement and oath of office for Vernon Pierce, newly appointed Commissioner of the Sabine Neches Navigation District. Item D is to receive and file executed renewal of amended professional services agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Tim Richardson for consulting work related to the BP Deep Water Horizon Restoration Funding. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes in the election of the Board of Directors of Jefferson County Appraisal District as provided by Section 6.03 of the Tax Code, and that allocates our votes to our tax assessor collector, Allison Nathan Getz. Item F is to consider possibly approve, authorize county judge to execute and receive and file an easement for road access from Jefferson Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 to Jefferson County for road access within the easement. I think this is worded wrongly. Aren't we, Don, aren't we giving them the easement?
They're giving us the easement.
Oh, okay. Item G is to receive and file the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2015 for Jefferson County. Okay, do I have a motion on item C through G?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, we have one item. A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for burying a fiber optic cable to 6000 Airline Drive at the Jack Brooks Airport. It will start at an existing handhole in front of 5040 Airline Drive and boring into Airline Drive to get to other AT&T handholes near runway. This project located in Precinct 2. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and under human resources, that item will be tabled until 2 weeks from today, Ms. George, and we'll want to have a workshop at the suggestion of Commissioner Alford to allow human resources to invite other elected officials and department heads into the commissioner's court so that he can explain the changes prior to the court voting on that issue at 1:30 meeting on the 16th. All right, anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I'd like to remind everybody to get out tomorrow and vote on the constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. Anything further? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you. A couple of things to say.